So actually the first thing that struck me as I was looking at the readings and the Mass today was that opening prayer. So I'm going to read it again because it was just blew me away when I read that after I'd heard that there was war happening in Ukraine. Grant us, O Lord, we pray, that the course of our world may be directed by your peaceful rule, and that your church may rejoice untroubled in her devotion. The church's prayers are so powerful. I can't tell you how many times readings or prayers or something comes up exactly when we needed it. There's such a need for God in our world. So please pray. Our Holy Father asked us that. In fact, Wednesday is Ash Wednesday. He said, please make Ash Wednesday's day of prayer and fasting that we do. Offer that for peace, especially in Ukraine. So please do that. Notice what we're praying for in that opening prayer. We're not just praying for there not to be any war. He said that our world would be directed, God, by your peaceful rule, so that your church may rejoice untroubled in her devotion. What we're praying for is that God's people would be able to be devoted to him. That's what we're praying for. That's actually the most important thing. We need God so badly because that spiritual part of our lives is actually the most important part. It's the deepest part of who we are. I often will have this, for instance, where counselors will say things like, you know, I was working with this person for months and working on whatever it might be, maybe forgiveness or something, right? And they say, I knew they were Catholic, and so I asked them if they've ever gone to confession. I invited them to do that. And the person goes to confession, and the counselor says they come back different. And the person would say things like, you know, I left with such peace. Because the grace of God is working on a spiritual level. You know, in some way, in the same way that counseling needs confession, politics need God. Our Holy Father, he said on Wednesday at his audience, my heart aches greatly at the worsening situation in the Ukraine. Like me, many people all over the world are feeling anguish and concern. Once again, the peace of all is threatened by partisan interests. I would like to appeal to those with political authority to examine their consciences seriously before God, who is the God of peace and not of war. Who is the Father of all, not just of some, who wants us to be brothers and not enemies. Our Holy Father is inviting all of our political leaders to examine their consciences before God. He's inviting them to go to that deeper level within them, the spiritual level. Because what he's saying is that the root of war is not politics. The root of war is sin. That's what causes war. It's actually sin in the human heart. The politics, I mean, they play a part, don't get me wrong, but the root of it is sin. So he's telling them, I want you to examine yourselves there. And basically, if in the Catholic words, if you need it, go to confession and be healed of whatever's going on there. This is what keeps politics in check. Last week we talked about unity and charity, right? That the only way to true unity is not just to love my friends. It's not just to have political alliances. The only way is to have the same love that Jesus had, where I love even my enemies. That's what forms unity, because it goes beyond the barriers. Because the fact is that Mama Bear I talked about can come out even on the world stage, right? If I don't have God at that deeper level, the only thing that I have to work at, the only tools in my toolbox are politics, economics, and power, and even war. Living only on this level, I can never get real unity or peace. Yes, at times, we live on that level of the world. We do live there. So yes, at times, we do have to fight against evil. Yes. But the level of the world Politics, money, alliances, and war can never bring true peace or real unity. That comes from a different level, a deeper level. The level of the world, but then within us, there's the level of the kingdom of God in us. God guiding our hearts with his peaceful rule, like our prayer said, that's what brings peace. Jesus says in our gospel today that it's out of the heart, out of a good person, out of the store of goodness in his heart, produces good. But an evil person, out of the store of evil, produces evil. That's the point. A good tree will produce good fruit. A bad tree will produce bad fruit. On the level of politics in the world only, if we stay there, it's just us and them. And this doesn't matter which country you're talking about. But disciples of Jesus are on a different level. They have the ability to see even our enemies as our brothers and sisters because we have the same Father. That's what the Pope said. When we have made God the Lord of our hearts and his peaceful rule reigns there in me, then the fruit of that will be peace around us. First in our families, in our homes, then in our church family here, then in our communities, then in our country, and then in the world. But it comes from a heart that's connected to God. So we need God. You know, just for a moment, before I turn to prayer and wrap up, as we're getting close to Lent, Ash Wednesday is this Wednesday, so you should be thinking about Lent, all right? So it doesn't take you by surprise. Jesus invites us today in the gospel. He says, look, you know, how can you say to your brother, brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye when you don't even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first, and then you'll see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. So he says, first, we really do have to turn inward and examine ourselves before we look out and condemn anybody else. And so as you're getting ready for Lent, maybe this is a question for us that the world is asking us to ask. Do I live on the level of the world? That the things of the world rule my life, my speech, my actions? Or do I live on the spiritual level, where my life is directed by God's rule, his peaceful rule that reigns here? Who does my heart belong to? So I ask you to pray, just to go back to that. I had the rosary prayed before Mass today. I'm hoping to do it tomorrow and on Ash Wednesday, and we'll see if we can even continue it. The Pope said in that message on Wednesday, he said, I invite everyone to pray. He said, Jesus taught us that the diabolical senselessness of violence is answered with God's weapons. We often think, well, how are we supposed to respond? There has to be a way to respond, though, right? What are our weapons? So no, they're answered with God's weapons, with prayer and fasting. If you've ever heard anything about Our Lady of Fatima, you probably know that Our Lady of Fatima is very connected to praying for Russia. She appeared at the end of World War I, 1918, to three children in Portugal. And she told them that Russia must be consecrated to my Immaculate Heart. If that is done by the Pope and by the bishops, and that's done, then Russia will be converted. If it's not done, Russia will spread her errors to the rest of the world, and there will be another war even greater than this one. As we know, Our Lady's prediction came out to play, didn't it? It happened. But Our Lady also said, she told them, pray the rosary every day for peace and for an end to the war. Please do that. And she said, do penance and pray for conversion, because actually that's the root. So our Holy Father is telling us basically the same thing Mary did. By prayer and fasting. Because in the end, Mary said, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. In 1984, Pope John Paul II did this consecration. It wasn't 1918. He did it in 1984. In 1989, Soviet communism fell without a war. My Immaculate Heart will triumph. And so don't be afraid. We don't have to be afraid. We simply need to entrust ourselves to her Immaculate Heart. We need to pray to turn to God. Grant us, O Lord, that the course of our world may be directed by your peaceful rule, and that your church may rejoice untroubled in her devotion. Amen.